You can now look around and imagine village life as we lived it. The villages of Paston, Bacton, and Edenthorpe saw many changes from the time of my late husband, Judge William Paston's father's day, to that of my widowhood. There is a saying here in Norfolk: there was never a Paston poor, a Haydon a coward, or a Cornwallis a fool. Well, the rich prosperity of the Pastons began with the savvy strategies of my husband's father, Clement Paston. Like so many Paston villagers, Clement Paston and his forefathers were honest husbandmen. But then tragedy struck when the Black Death ravaged some 35 to 40% of the British population in just 2 years, from 1348 to 1350. Clearly God himself was angry with his poor God-fearing folk. But where tragedy strikes, opportunity awakens. The poor farmers who survived the pandemic found in the aftermath their labour in high demand, and could therefore insist on higher pay from the landowners. Sage Clement managed to become a prosperous farmer, ending up owning 100 acres of land. But he did not stop there. He saved his money and sent his son William to university. Clement knew that being members of the law was a steadfast way to socially climb, and it came to pass. Clement's son and grandsons gathered their fortune, purchased lands, and prospered. Many important Norfolk families of my day owe their position to the legal professions. My husband was honoured as a judge towards the end of his life, and it was William Paston who set the family on the path to respect, power, and wealth throughout Norfolk. Might you reflect on the value of education and enterprise in your day? Press pause and go into Bacton Churchyard.